Okay.
And before the chair does that, we now have gone over 2 hours, and I don't know about others, but I had set aside 2 hours. That's, again, why I tried to... Well, anyway, I had set aside 2 hours. I need to go. I don't know if others have the same problem.
Can we call this?
Let's vote on it.
I'm going to now state the motion.
Right.
The motion is, if I have the wording correctly, because we have an amendment that we can do. The motion is that in Section 3 of the Settlement Agreement, which established the Interim Pacifica National Board, there's a list of hot issues. Yes? Okay, there's a list of hot issues identified for action for this body. Item 8 calls for establish a committee to address the WBAI issues. Therefore, be it resolved that the Interim Pacifica National Board establish a committee to address the issues at WBAI. More specifically, this committee shall investigate and recommend corrective actions to the interim board on the range of items that define the present crisis at the station. All such actions must be consistent with foundation policies as well as the law, and the committee shall seek legal advice as necessary. The committee shall be composed of 4 members of the interim board, 3 from the New York listening area, as well as 1 other national interim board member, and up to 5 members of the WBAI lab to be determined by that lab. This committee shall have the authority to invite others to work with it. The committee shall convene and commence its work immediately. During the tenure of this committee, WBAI and Pacifica Management will observe a moratorium on hiring, firing, and suspension at all levels of BAI, as well as on the acceptance or entering into any contracts without the express approval of the committee, and will promptly provide requested information that is germane to the work of the committee. All actions of this committee shall be reported to the full Interim Pacifica National Board. That is the motion, as previously amended.
And this motion is bound by the balanced majority vote, right?
Yes, 2/3 or balanced majority.
Right.
Okay, so can we now take the votes? Again, we're going to do this by the roll call. Teresa Allen.
Yes, I'm for this motion.
Marion Barry.
No.
I'm sorry, Mr. Barry.
No.
No, thank you.
Pete Bramson.
Yes.
Janice K. Bryant.
Yes.
James Ferguson.
No.
David Furtick.
Yes.
Barney Goodman.
No.
Dick Gregory.
No.
Wendell Johns.
No.
Ray LaForest.
Yes.
Burley.
No.
Rob Robinson.
Yes.
Cal Spooner.
Yes.
Jabari.
Yes.
And myself, yes. So I believe there's 6 no votes.
Understood.
And that would be 9 yes votes, which does not, and I don't believe we have the balanced majority or the 2/3 then.
It fails.
Right.
It fails, yeah.
Right, it goes to the judge. It goes to the judge.
It goes to the judge.
Right.
I'll submit it as secretary. I'll send it off to him.
Okay, my understanding for the settlement is that within 2 days it has to be to the judge, and within 2 days after that, the judge will rule as to whether or not this stands or fails.
Okay. Now, that calendar day is work days.
I'm sure it's work days. The judge doesn't work over the weekend.
Okay, so
I'll submit it on Monday.
Monday, so it will eliminate New Year's, right?
Yep. I assume we.
We've got a New Year's holiday. You're right.
Okay.
And Ms. Spooner, please copy me by fax.
I sure will.
Okay. So can we?
Who was that?
Marianne.
Can we move on? There are several other items that, if we could take care of today, I think it would be very good. One is an update on the report.
Madam Chair, this is Bert Lee.
I move adjourn.
Second motion.
Okay.
Second.
Right, Mr. Barry moved and Mr. Ferguson seconded.
Okay. Mr. Lee seconded.
Thank you.
Okay, so we can take a vote on whether or not to adjourn. And again, we'll do a quick roll call vote. Okay, Teresa Allen?
No, I do not want to adjourn.
Marion Barry?
Yes.
Pete Bramson?
No.
Janice Bryant?
No.
James Ferguson?
Yes.
David Furtick?
No.
Barney Goodman?
Yes.
Dick Gregory?
Yes.
Wendell Johns.
Point of clarification, Chair.
Yes.
What are the remaining items on the agenda?
Well, the three we would like to do, if we could, is a report on and a recommendation on the Democracy Now! Situation, a proposal on lifting the gag rule, and a proposal on the status of the litigation attorneys for the foundation. So, Wendell Johns. We're voting on whether or not to adjourn the meeting.
Yes.
Ray LaForest.
No.
Bert Lee.
Yes.
Rob Robinson.
No.
Carol Spooner.
No.
Jabari.
No.
And myself, no. So it does not carry. The meeting is not adjourned. And we will move on to the next agenda item, which is the Democracy Now! Situation. I have talked to Amy Goodman, and Amy in turn has talked to the other people, the producers of the show, and this is their report and suggestion about how to move forward. And I'll just read this. I got a memo from Amy late last night, and I will read this. Democracy Now! Is very much looking forward to returning to Pacifica Airwaves from our current studio as soon as possible. To this end, our back pay must be released immediately as we have continued to work full-time and broadcast and expand at Democracy Now! Ever since we were forced out of WBAI on August 13th. Secondly, former board chair Robert Farrell agreed to work out a contract for the independent production of Democracy Now!. In other words, Democracy Now! Would be a nonprofit entity that produces a daily program for Pacifica and other stations. While we realize it may take a few weeks to negotiate a contract, we are willing to return to the airwaves with a board commitment that the details of the independent contract, as well as outstanding grievances and legal and operating fees, will be resolved by a representative of the board. That is a representative working, negotiating with the Democracy Now! Team. We are excited to see the network rebuild itself and will happily and vigorously help with all on-air fundraising as soon as A, our contract is finalized, which we expect to happen very soon, B, the banned and fired are returned to WBAI, and C, a process is put into place for resolution of the Pacifica National News Stringer Strike. We wish everyone at the New Pacifica congratulations and a happy new year, Democracy Now! Staff. So, first of all, is that clear? The proposal is, which I must say I do support, I think it is a perfectly workable proposal, that they would go, that we would first agree to do, pay the staff that produces Democracy Now! Their back pay back to August 13th. That we would agree to enter negotiations with them on a contract for an independent production, as well as the outstanding grievances and a look at legal and operating fees that they have incurred, and that they would go on the air with an understanding that these would be worked out, and that they would begin fundraising on there after these three items have been dealt with. That is, the contract finalized, the banned and fired are returned to BAI, and the process of putting a process is put into place for the resolution of the PNN Stringer strike. So, first of all, are there any questions about this? Or comments?
This is James Ferguson.
Yes.
Maybe something's gone over my head, and I'm not really clear about what's going on.
Okay.
But you're saying that Democracy Now! Should come back on the air, that there's no issues surrounding employment by Amy Goodman or any of the folks. Hello, am I there?
Yes.
Okay. There are no issues in terms of their employment status, or that in fact they're going to supersede that and go to a contract with Pacifica Foundation.
The recommendation is that we would negotiate with them an independent a contract as an independent production, which is not would not be unique, is my understanding, within Pacifica. There are other shows that function this way.
Okay, but let me understand now. This is a one-hour show?
It has been in the past 1 hour. Recently, I'm not exactly sure when they started, but certainly since September 11th, they have been doing a two-hour broadcast.
Okay,
I think that could probably be negotiated with each station if they would carry a one-hour or a two. They'd have the option of 2 hours.
Well, I really don't understand, and I think I need some clarity. And the reason why I think I need clarity is because nobody is addressing the actual issue as to why Democracy Now! Left the air. And all the folks who were so-called fired and banned, I just need to get some clarity and understanding. What I'm suggesting is that if anything, we need to have hearings to get clarity on what has happened. Because I'm not totally clear, and if all the board members are satisfied with what has gone on and what they are to understand, and that's fine, no problem. But I don't think everyone here understands all the things that went down. And so I need to get some clarity. Before anything like this, I would think that we need to do the same thing that we would do for the WBAI scenario or any other scenario. We need to have some hearing as to what the facts are, what came down, and why it is that we feel that we would want to bring back Democracy Now! Into a time slot that presently has been filled by an entity that has ratings, if not equal to, greater than what was there before. So I just need to get some clarity on why it is that we feel that they have enough leverage to be able to dictate to us exactly what we should be doing, and why it is that then station managers or the local managers would then have to eat this stuff. So until I get some clarity on that, and I guess there are people that are sitting at the other end of this telephone who are saying, why is James saying this? He should know all this. Well, I don't. And I haven't gotten a lot of information. And one of the things that I noticed at the meetings that we had in November was there wasn't a lot of information about this. I heard there was negotiations. I didn't know the basis for the negotiations. I've been in labor a long time, and I worked in labor, and I worked as a labor representative. And from what I heard, I'm surprised, and I lifted this at our meeting, I'm surprised that she's still around. So until somebody gives me some clarity as to why it is that she should be lifted up and Democracy Now! Should be lifted back up onto the air to supplant what's already in place, somebody needs to give me some clarity.
Leslie Marion Barry. Yes. Couple things. One, we really ought to have as part of our agreement that in the future, when we have telephone conferences, that all these resolutions be either emailed to us or faxed to us, so we can have them before us, so we can look at them. And you know, this is far-reaching.
Yes.
In terms of the substance of it, as I understand it, Amy Goodman and her staff walked out of WBI. Now, right or wrong, and they claim hostile workplace, and she claimed sexual discrimination, et cetera, but they walked out. Nobody locked them out of WBAI. Nobody pushed them out of WBAI. Nobody took their equipment out and threw it in the street. Nobody. They walked out. Now, if they walked out, why should we pay them back pay? I can see them coming back. I have no problem with that under certain conditions. But why should we back pay them when they walked out? If that happened with a private company, there's no court in the world would put them, make them get back pay. Even when they're lockouts, there's not back pay in some instances. It depends on the circumstances. Ferguson knows more about this than I do, but you can't pay. Why should you pay people back pay when they walked out?
If I might.
David.
I've been practicing employment law for 14 years in Southern California, but nonetheless.
Well, you know how you all are out there.
There are many grounds upon which a person who, as you put it, walked out might still be able to claim pay. In the context that I understand here with Democracy Now!, they continue to perform their job, continue to offer their feed. The feed was refused. They remain ready, willing, and able, at least that's their contention, I understand, to perform in terms of providing the programming and the work. They merely protested because of the substandard work conditions, which created an intolerable work environment, which indeed, at least in California law, could arguably have created.
But that hadn't been substantiated, David. Nobody ever ruled that's true.
It's all allegations. I appreciate
that. Right.
I'm merely saying, in response to your claim that no court in the world, well, that's not true. In fact, the facts as claimed by them, now I'm not passing judgment on them. But the point is that an allegation, the allegations that have been made, and I'd say made rather extensively, could arguably support the claim for back pay. And I think that entering into negotiations, is a good faith thing. And I think we should look into this and see what's happening. I think we should get them on the air. We should agree to discuss and negotiate and get all this stuff on the table and figure out what happened. And I think that between now, at least, and the 11th, we get them on the air. I think it would be an extreme value to the foundation.
But get them on the air as what?
Okay.
As employees?
Can we let somebody else?
Hold on, I have a point because I was the one.
I know we're trying to get the
okay,
answers.
Okay, but the question is, come back as employees or come back as a contractor? Because that has incredible ramifications to Pacifica. To the employees that are already in place who are covered by a contract.
Right. My understanding is the proposal is that they would come back as employees. That is, go back on the air. They would still be broadcasting from the remote location, not from WBAI. That they would come back as employees. While they are on the air, while they are back, we would pick up again on the discussions that the former chair of the board, Bob Farrell, began to the discussions of an independent production of Democracy Now!, assuming that conversation, those negotiations would be productive, that could lead to a change in their status, and at that point they might no longer be employees of the foundation.
Okay,
but since that negotiation has not been completed and there is no contract, they would come back as employees.
But let me ask this question, because I've been a member of the board since, what, September? And I have not been privy to any negotiations. And perhaps because they were held in executive committee. And, of course, we have no records of executive committee negotiations with anybody. So I'd like to know exactly what authority anybody was given to negotiate on my behalf as a board member anything.
Again, my understanding is that Bob Farrell, acting in his capacity as chair, and
you have that in writing, Leslie?
I don't have that in writing. I'm sure we can get it because he told us. He told us on a board meeting, I believe at the same September board meeting, or I'm sorry, I don't remember which date it was, but he definitely told us that he was in negotiations. And in fact, the lawyer, John Kriegler, one of the Pacifica lawyers, was also involved in that and was on that same conference call giving us a report on that.
Are you privy to what happened?
No, that's why we want to open this up again.
Okay, so the point I'm making is there is no record. And until such time that there is a record, then I'd really be hesitant about voting on anything connected with Democracy Now! Certainly, like I said before, perhaps there have been discussions that I'm not privy to. But, I mean, like anything, anybody who presents something to me at the last moment says, well, you know, vote for this. Well, how am I going to vote for it? In fact, I don't know anything about it.
Again, what the proposal that I'm putting forth and that we would be voting on is that Democracy Now! Would go back on the air. That while they are on the air, the negotiations about an independent production would go on. That those negotiations obviously would be reported to the board. So it's not the proposal here today is not asking you or anybody on the board to vote for a specific recommendation on how an independent production might happen, but rather to allow Democracy Now! To go back on the air and the negotiations to proceed.
I have a motion for consideration. I have an amendment for consideration.
Okay, let me just suggest, though, that there were several questions raised about what had happened with Democracy Now!, and I don't know if anybody else wanted to speak to that.
Yes, this is Janice Bryant. I have just a couple of comments. My understanding, it's a matter of public record that the accusations by Democracy Now! Were substantiated after their union said it was, in fact, a hostile workplace. And that is a matter of public record. And I have a question. What is it, Mr. Ferguson, that leads you to believe that what's on the air now has better ratings than Democracy Now! Had?
It's my understanding that the ratings are better now.
Where? Where? And what listening areas?
And
it never left Berkeley, so what listening areas? This is Jabari Zakiya. Pardon me?
This is Jabari Zakiya in Washington.
Finish before you go. How can everybody else interrupt, but any time somebody from the majority tries to say something, somebody interrupts and can do whatever they want to do?
What listening areas...
This is a Crocker Schmidt.
Hold on.
What listening...
Can I explain? You asked me a question, I'm going to respond.
Yes, please.
Okay. The beauty of this is that we've all heard different things. I have heard that the ratings for the new show is better in its slot, the 9 to 10 slot, than Democracy Now!
Could you be more specific, like who told you this? What was the metric of evaluation, and in which listening areas are you talking about? Because it never left Berkeley. So which out of the other four listening areas, and what basis of a metric, what parameter are you using to make this discussion? And I have never heard any of this.
I'll tell you what.
I have never heard any of this.
Instead of me giving you what I think what we should do is get the facts.
Well, I was asking you where the ratings came from.
No.
Can I
make my point?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Please let him finish.
I think under the circumstances, that's what we're dealing with, hearsay. We're dealing with information that may not be substantiated. If, in fact, I'm wrong, I'll accept that. But the fact of the matter is that if Democracy Now! Is as strong as they say it is, and, in fact, it is strong enough that they should now have leverage for them to become a entity in and of themselves that we negotiate with, that's fine. But I'm not convinced that's the truth. And so until such time as that's the case, all due respect to Amy Goodman and some of the other folks who are gone, I just need to say, look, we need to move on. It's going to cost us a lot of money, is my understanding, to bring that piece back. It's going to be a lot of concerns with people already in place who've had to endure the bombardment of criticism. So it's not as simple as just saying, let's bring them back on the air for a couple weeks until we negotiate a contract. There's so many other issues that are going on. And I think those issues need to be addressed in a forum that makes some sense, as opposed to just us at this board level saying, okay, let's bring them back, and that's it.
All right, okay. James, this is Jabari again.
I'd like to get in the queue.
Okay, I think I had Janice and Jabari and Carol.
Okay, I have a comment, and then I have a question to the so-called majority members. Democracy Now! Raises a lot of money for this foundation. It has in the past. And once again, we are in a shortfall. So that is just a practical consideration. My understanding is about $1 million a year. So about $1 million a year.
Where do you get that information from?
I said that's my understanding. You said we're dealing with here.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, just a minute, please. I'll be very brief. Now, you are saying, Mr. Ferguson, that you don't... it seems to be that your problem is that whether they come back as employees or a separate entity. But I have a question for the other folks. What reason would people not want Democracy Now! Back on the air? I just really don't understand. This is one thing that I did not think was going to be.
For what reason did they go up? Did they decide they wanted to go off the air?
They went off the air. No. They were physically pushed out of the station.
Let me just clarify something also. They never asked.
That has not been substantiated.
Let me just clarify something. They never, in fact, asked to go off the air or wanted to go off the air. What they did was to go to a different location to broadcast from another location, as often happens with other. Shows there. I know certainly in New York there are at least two shows, daily shows that broadcast from off-site locations. Not in VAI. The Democracy Now! Has been on the air, I believe, every single day since they stopped being on air at WBAI or producing from WBAI. They are run every day at KPFA, one of our stations, and I believe something like 35. Of the affiliates, some of which are now former affiliates of Pacifica, run the show too. So it's not as if they've stopped producing or broadcasting, and they would very much like to be on the air at all five of our stations, and that's what this proposal would allow us to do, is to bring them back on the air with a commitment to negotiate an arrangement, a long-term arrangement, that hopefully, that one would assume we would only agree to it if it was satisfactory, you know, to the needs of the foundation as well as to the needs of Democracy Now.
It's now I've gone beyond the additional 15 minutes. How much longer, or what are we going to do now?
I don't know. I had several other people on this list. I had Jabari.
I don't care how many people you had. We said we were going to go an additional 15 minutes. All I'm asking is, are we going to go longer than that, and is that in the agreement of everyone, or what?
I think we may need to go longer than that.
Well, what if people can go longer than that?
Goodbye.
Adios. Yourself.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm ready.
Oh, yeah, you're not...
Can we hear from Jabari?
Yes, James.
Yes.
I don't know if you listen to the station, and I've never seen you at a LAB meeting. I've been involved with Pacifica.
Jabari, please don't throw that at me, man.
I'm not trying.
I listen to the station, and I've been to lab meetings. Unfortunately.
Okay, but this is my point. I got involved in this because of the programming changes that have been occurring. Specifically at WPFW, because that's where I live. Everywhere in this network, programming changes have been made that have been a debilitating and unstabilizing force in this
network. That's your opinion. I mean, look, if we're going to deal with...
Excuse me, Mr. Leach.
If we're going
to
deal with...
Prior to this, everybody has been asking, when is Democracy Now going back on the air?
Who is everybody?
I'm sorry, can we let Jabari finish his statement?
Everybody else can let anybody else finish. I mean, what?
No, in fact, I've asked everybody to let everybody else finish. So, Jabari, can you finish that?
You may not accept the significance of this to other people. In fact, a very significant number of people who have stated that they will not make pledges to this station because Democracy Now! Was, in fact, the flagship program that virtually everybody counted on to listen to. No matter what else was going on at all the other five station areas, Democracy Now! Was the defining program of the Pacifica Network. It was played on all five stations. It was listened to by people in all five listening areas. People want the show back, not only from a financial raising point of view, but from a symbolic point of view. The reemergence and reprogramming of Democracy Now! Back on the air will show to a lot of these people who said they are going to withhold funding that there is, in fact, a new progressive board of directors who understands what the listeners really want, and this will go a long way in signaling to the listeners, the listeners who have dropped off, who refuse to
argument is weakened by the fact
no,
that
I'm not making an argument.
There's
I'm
a broader
a
base.
All
listen
I'm trying to say is
a broader base of listenership in Washington, D.C.
Can I finish? So, you have made a lot of statements that you don't know. To whatever level...
You've made a lot of statements that you don't know.
You don't know a lot of information.
Knows what?
Okay.
Who knows what?
Now, if you would like to give
this,
me...
This meeting...
If you would like to give with me and Rob and other people at the LAB, we will gladly sit with you.
Jabari, Bird, everybody else, if everyone could just take a deep breath. The discussion is on the proposal that I put forth based on my conversations and input from the Democracy Now! Team. Can we stay focused on that, please?
Right.
Jabari, can you just try and finish up
what he's
comments?
Focusing on?
I would like him to finish up his comments.
My whole point is this. Democracy Now! Needs to be on the air because it's important to a very significant and a substantial base of our former listening audience.
Thank you.
And that's why it needs to go on. These details of its continuance, its status, and its detail as its continuance can be worked out. And if we don't accept it as a board, we don't see it as acceptable, then that's another issue. But they need to go back on the air. That was a hot issue. It is a hot issue, and it will show to a broad segment of our former listeners that they have something to count on, and they will then be able to say that I can make pledges because I feel comfortable. At least I have one show that I used to wake up in the morning and listen to religiously.
Okay, Carol is next.
Well, I strongly support bringing Democracy Now! Back. I think it's a good idea to bring them back while we're negotiating with them about a contract. I think we should do that. And I want to say that I think we should do that regardless of ratings and regardless of fundraising and even, no disrespect meant, regardless of what the audience or the listeners want.
Right.
And I'm going to back that up. I think the Pacifica Foundation has a mission. It's laid out in its Articles of Incorporation. The purposes of Pacifica are to bring to the listening public news and information not commonly available elsewhere, to understand the causes of conflict, the political and economic causes of conflict between people around the world, races, creeds, colors, and nations. I think Democracy Now! Exemplifies and fully carries out Pacifica's mission, and that we need to be focusing our attention as a board to making certain that Pacifica is carrying out its mission at all five stations, both locally and with national programming. And that is what Democracy Now! Stands for to many, many, many people around this country, and certainly to me, and I believe to the producers as well. So regardless of ratings and regardless of money, I think we need to be certain what our priorities here are as a foundation, and our deepest and legal obligation is to carry out the purposes for which the Pacifica Foundation was founded and the purposes for which we exist.
Okay, I have Ray. I have Ray next on my list.
I'd also like to speak again, James Ferguson.
As Pete, and who else did they want to
speak? James Ferguson.
David Furtick.
And David, okay. Ray.
Yeah, I'd like to add that to what Carol said, that in practice, that indeed, Democracy Now! Was the flagship of this network. I have a small anecdote. When I went down to Houston last year to take part in a national board meeting, a few of us got on a taxi, and he proceeded to ask us what we were doing in town, and we tried to explain that there was a meeting concerning Pacifica, and that one of the issues was Democracy Now! I asked if he had heard about it, and he put his radio back on, and sure enough, Amy Goodman was on the air, and we were amazed. And he said he listened to it every day. And through my travel, through my work, and to work around Pacifica, that's what we hear all around. Today I received, before I left my house, I received at least 150 emails specifically demanding the return of Democracy Now! And locally, from New York specifically, where the show was based, I received, before I left my house again, more than 100 emails specifically requesting that they will be returned to the air as a priority. And in terms of labor issues, I think it's clear that no worker, no group of individuals can be forced to remain at the place of employment if they feel threatened. And we had plenty of evidence. We know that the accusations against individuals who occupy the station now have ranged from being people in your face, physically threatening. We have pictures of one such individual outside WBAI, holding his crutch in response to people asking him to step down. And we can provide you that gladly if you want to have them. And those individuals have carried the same attitude inside the station. Now, in terms of... I understand that during the fundraiser at KPFA, for example, during the 10-day period, that the Democracy Now! Was able to raise $150,000. During 10 days only, which is really unmatched. So, to reiterate, I would say that this is clear, that if somebody is forced illegally from their work position, anybody who replaces them should be told that there's a dispute over that issue, and that if you are employed now as a replacement, there's a possibility, in case that person is coming back, that you will be forced out. So in fact, this is not democracy's responsibility to do so. This is the employer's responsibility to inform the replacement that that position might not be permanent. And so therefore, to me, this is not a problem. I will stop now.
Okay. Pete, what's next?
We must commit ourselves to getting Democracy Now! Back on the air. That's very clear and it's very simple to me. We, each of us as members of the board, have obligations to understand the backgrounds of issues and understand what it is that the decisions are that we're going to face. The fact that Democracy Now! Is a hot topic, it's a hot issue, it had been discussed previously during settlement. Certainly I am committed to getting Democracy Now! Back on the air, and I support this proposal fully.
Okay. James?
Excuse me, Leslie? Well, whatever.
Yeah, James and then David.
For a while now.
I know, I have James and then David.
Okay, two things. First of all, I think it was Carol Spooner who lifted the issue of the mission of Pacifica Foundation. But I think what's overlooked here is that there are a series of missions going on, because the fact is each station has its own mission. And what she said about doing something in spite of the feelings of the folks in the respective listening areas, I got concerns with that, because if a station manager is in fact addressing his individual mission, then we would expect that of him or her. And that would be true for WBAI versus WPFW. They both have their own respective missions. I understand the overarching mission of Pacifica, but aren't we serving that mission when in fact we have a product in place, and I call it a product because that's what people are perceiving, in place that basically does the same thing. Now, it's I had to make that point with regards to Mrs. Spooner.
Leslie, I would like to speak when this is Teresa.
Okay.
And then finally, and this goes back to what Jabari said, I think we do need to have dialogue locally to address some of these issues, and also bring people up to speed on what some of the managers are addressing in terms of their own mission. And that's basically all I have to say.
Okay, I have David and then Teresa.
And then Dick Gregory.
Okay, and then I'd like to try and move this.
This is David Fertig. I've been promoting that mission. Article 2 I carry around in my pocket. I trust all of you on the board have read it. If not, take a look at it. But this isn't just about the mission. It's about the process. And to say that WBAI's manager may have a particular sense of the mission that doesn't include Pacifica, I think misses the point. In Los Angeles, for over a year, the station manager has refused to attend local advisory board meetings. I understand there's been a similar dysfunction in New York. To suggest that a station manager who has refused or otherwise failed to work effectively with a local advisory board, to say that they have a mission and that their programming decisions have merit, I think is not particularly fair. I think that absent the local advisory board interaction, and labs were created by Pacifica, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting liked the model and they adopted it. It is a wonderful model for feedback between the community that's supposed to be served by Pacifica. But with absent that interaction, I dare say there is no real credence or credibility to the claimed perception of mission by a given station manager, because they're not really engaged in the process that's designed by Pacifica to ensure the fulfillment of the mission, or at least the measurement of that. Now, having said that, Mr. Shubb here in Los Angeles has cut Democracy Now! The feed is available, but he's decided to cut it. It used to be here twice a day, from 6 to 7, and then from, it's been so long, 8 to 9, or I think it was. In any event, it's been gone. I have heard literally from thousands of people on both sides of the dispute that's recently shaken this foundation. From both sides. I don't care what side they're on. They have thousands and thousands of emails saying, please bring Amy back on the air. And they've been nonpartisan. And I've been to rallies in Los Angeles where thousands literally have clamored, saying this is indeed the flagship. Now, whether or not they're brought on in whatever capacity, if they're offering to come back on, and if they're offering to do that while negotiations are going on, it would be the single most, I think, demonstrative example of us achieving some level of functionality. And if we don't, if we can't do this, ladies and gentlemen, then I think we are in serious trouble. And I think that it would be a wonderful gesture, more than a gesture, for us to proceed and get them back on the air.
Okay, I have Teresa Allen.
I'll vote for him.
Teresa Allen and then Dick Gregory.
I just want to respond to the statement about the product. I think that if you go to the original mission, that Lou Hill specifically did not want what is on the radio to be a product, a commodity, and I'm not just a consumer. If we are to be a true community radio station, we have to help people engage in the radio station, and I think that the people in the communities want Democracy Now. I think that is if anything, that is the people of the community trying to engage, trying to say this is what they want. And when we talk about not putting Democracy Now on, I mean, not that I want to make anyone a flagship or any one person the ideal. I mean, it could be any number of people, but I think the community, the people in the community have voted that this is something they've listened to and this is what they want. We have to question, why do people not want Democracy Now on? When the community is saying, yes, we specifically want it. I think they're hearing something that they really are clamoring for, and I think it has to go, thank God, or thank Allah, whatever, go to the Lou Hill's original mission that he does specifically does not intend for what we hear on the air to be a product. Thank you.
Okay, and then Dick Gregory.
Let me just say, you know, I don't bring balance to this. I've been very quiet listening, and I have no problem with that because of the respect I have with Brother Berkeley and respect I have with Marion, who I've known for long periods of time. The reason I say I don't bring balance to this one discussing Democracy Now, because of the way I feel about the show, and if they sent me emails, 10,000, I don't get none of them. I don't read them. I don't even look at them, because I don't think Queen Elizabeth reads emails. But if Amy, if they told me she broke in an old folks' home and stole food from blind folks, I'd still vote for her show. And that's how I feel about her. And it's not that I feel that way because of pressure from someone, or I feel that way. I feel this way because I've heard it. I hear her voice. I hear the product. And so everything else here, you know, I can sit and I can listen and I can depend on the folks that I know to bring me up on it. This product I've known as I drive across the country and travel across the country before I even knew what Pacifica Radio was. I just turned on the station and I dip and I hear it and I say, wow. So that's how I feel about her. And I think a lot of people feel, and I think it's a voice that we need. Mm-hmm. Now, I also feel safe in saying I would vote for an inner condition, but I have enough respect for those of you who I've listened to deal with the politics of it. We could wipe out hunger in the morning. What keeps hunger from being right is the politics of hunger. And so I'm going to deal with this the same way I deal with hunger. I bring food to hungry people, and I think there's enough of y'all who's intelligent enough, and I think there's some legitimate pieces that's been raised. But I'm not going to be part of that. This is one of the few times as a board member that, you know, I don't want to see no research. I don't want to hear nothing. I listen to my two brothers who I trust and love and would die for them, and they would die for me. But Amy, I'm with her. I would like to see her back. And I also know that there's enough intelligence from what I heard today that if there is some things that go on other than just this voice and this product that I hear, that y'all can handle it. And I would have no problem if someone said, hey, this is what happened. You know, they don't bring in this much. This show here is. That's cool. I would still vote for it. And that's the great thing when you sit in some place where you can still exercise a vote, even if a whole lot of people think it's wrong, because you got a whole lot of people to balance it out. And so that's, you know, I haven't said nothing today, because when this is over, I will find Bert. And I will find Brother Barry, and I say, hey, man, bring me up on this and bring me up on that. But when I come in there, when we come on the 11th, I'll be ready. But I trust these two voices and these two minds. And I just say, I'm telling y'all now how I feel about Democracy Now and how I feel about this young lady. And I'm just glad, you know, thank you that y'all listen, because you need to, because I've listened to y'all all day.
Amen.
And I thank you.
Thank you. So if I would like to call.
I'd like to speak, Marion Barrett. I'd like to speak.
Okay, and then if that could be the last speaker then.
Okay. Let's have a question. As I understand it, Amy would produce her show away from the studios of WBAI, right?
Yes.
And feed it into our stations.
Yes.
Okay. Well, the problem that bothers me, I want Amy on the air right now myself, but the problem that bothers me is the back pay issue. It seems to me, I'm going to make a motion in a minute, that that will be part of what would be negotiated as the negotiating team negotiate with her for about contracts and money and et cetera. I'd like the movie Shrek, that part of it, which speaks to back pay.
Okay, we can separate that out. That's an amendment that's being put forth. And as the person who put forth the proposal initially, I did not accept that as a modification to the proposal. So it would be an amendment, and we will have to vote on it. So, let me see.
Can we discuss the amendment?
All the questions.
There's been a calling of the question that takes precedence. So, can we just move to the vote on the amendment? Is that okay?
Did we ask for a second on the amendment?
I'm sorry, we didn't.
Second,
there a
second?
Second. Okay.
Ferguson.
Okay, so the amendment was proposed by Marion Barry and seconded by Ferguson.
Clarification, Chair?
Yes, clarification.
Yes. It was it the motion, the substance of the motion that a condition of Democracy Now!'s return would be a promise of back pay from August?
Yes.
Present?
Yes. That was part of the proposal was that immediately the back pay, and people should understand that with that, the back pay, my understanding is that it's there. It just has to be released because these people were never terminated. So it's just a matter of releasing the back pay. And it's for Amy and the two producers and the engineer. I believe there are four people that we're talking about here to release the back pay, and that they would then go on the air, broadcasting from the remote location, from the same remote location. They do a two-hour broadcast that could be negotiated with each station, whether they would carry 1 hour or 2 hours, that we would also agree that we would enter into a negotiation for to explore and figure out how to set up an independent production, and that they would begin fundraising on air on all five of our stations once the contract is finalized, the band and the fighter return to BAI, and a process is put into place to resolve the stringer strike, the Pacifica National News stringer strike. We would also have to select, and I think in this case it should be myself as the chair of the board, our representative to negotiate and work out the contract and sign the contract. With Democracy Now!, of course, reporting back to the board as to what happened.
Point of information, Chair. Again, David. First,
there's just a question. Let's get the question.
Has been carried through KPFA since August.
Yes, the show has been broadcast on KPFA since August.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, the question is to the amendment to strike the back pay issue from the motion.
Who's speaking, please?
Carol Spooner.
Thank you.
Okay, so the question has been called. All those in favor of the amendment, which is to remove the back pay from the motion. In other words, if you vote yes, then you're voting to remove the back pay from the motion. If you vote no, then you are voting to leave back pay as part of the motion.
And let this issue be part of the negotiation.
Yes, I'm sorry. A vote yes on the amendment is that the back pay issue be removed from this motion and be delegated or assigned to part of the negotiation process. Okay? So, all those in favor of the amendment, please say yes. I'm sorry, I'm going to do a roll call. Teresa Allen.
I'm confused. Okay. I'm not in favor of the amendment.
Okay, no. Marion Barry.
Yes.
Pete Bretson. Pete.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, don't be sorry. Janice K. Bryant. No. James Ferguson.
Yes.
David Furtick.
No.
Barney Goodman.
Yes.
Dick Gregory.
Yes.
Wendell Johns. Wendell? Wendell, are you there? Okay, Wendell seems to have left the meeting. Ray LaForest.
Come back to him.
Okay, we'll come back. Yeah, Ray LaForest.
No.
Bert Lee.
Yes.
Rob Robinson.
No.
Carol Spooner.
No.
Jabari Zakiya.
No.
And myself is no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Failed.
I think it failed. Even if Wendell had voted yes, it still would have failed. Wendell, are you on? No. Okay. So the amendment failed, so this portion of the motion is still in it. That is the release of the back pay. So now can we move to the vote on the full motion?
Call the question.
Okay. Questions and call, and again we'll do the roll call. Teresa Allen.
Yes, I'm in favor of the motion.
Marion Barry.
No.
Pete Branson.
Yes.
Janice K. Bryant.
Yes.
James Ferguson.
No.
Dave Furtick.
I'm in favor of the motion.
Okay. Barney Goodman.
No.
Dick Gregory.
Y'all confuse me now. What are we voting for?
We're voting to release the back pay and bring the Democracy Now! Back on the air at all five stations.
So if you wanted that, you vote yes, right?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Okay. Wendell Johns. Oh, he's not on. Okay. Ray LaForest.
Yes.
Bert Lee.
Oh.
No. Rob Robinson.
Yes.
Carol Spooner.
Yes.
Jabari Zakiya.
Yes.
And myself is yes. And I believe that passes. I believe we have a balanced majority on that. And so it does pass. Okay. There were two other items. And I know this has been a long call, and I thank everybody for their extreme patience and hanging in there. These are big issues, but I think we're getting a lot of work done here. There were two other items. One is, again, as mandated in the settlement agreement as one of the hot issues to deal with the gag rule that has been in place, and the other, and then there's another item on the status of the litigation attorneys. On the gag rule, does somebody want to open up on that?
Yeah, this is David Furtick, and I distributed to everybody a copy of the proposed motion, and I faxed it to Bert and to Dick Gregory, and I emailed it to everybody else.
Mr. Furtick, please make sure that you get that to me also.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you, yes. I'm sorry that I had not gone to the national office. In any event, it's rather lengthy. I apologize, but I'm going to read it into the record. Motion lifting the gag rule with controls on abuse. Whereas there have been a growing number of programmers taken off the air after their expression of support for particular views relating to the recently settled lawsuits involving Pacifica. Whereas some current Pacifica programmers have been constrained by the gag rule from expressing their views regarding these same controversies at Pacifica, whereas there has been an uneven application of said gag rule, and whereas varied political views regarding the litigation, settlement, and underlying issues at Pacifica warrant discussion in a respectful, open, and fair-minded manner, therefore, it is hereby resolved that the gag rule is immediately eliminated. Further, it is hereby resolved that, in order to provide protection from abuse of the air, and to protect against the unfair removal from air of programmers, the following system is to be implemented. The effect is to freeze programming changes subject to a review process for the period of time until the conclusion of the first in-person national board meeting. No programmer may be taken off the air except by the following process. When a station manager, the executive director, or a national board member asserts that a programmer is abusing the air or otherwise should be removed, the complaint is to first go to the executive director because she supervises the station manager. If the executive director's decision is not satisfactory, then it may be appealed to the programmer review committee, a committee of four national board members available by phone. If a programmer is found by three of the four members of the programmer review committee to have been abusing the air, they're off the air, at least until the conclusion of the first in-person national board meeting. It is intended that the executive director and members of the program committee shall remain available by telephone in order that this process may be used within hours so these disputes may be quickly resolved. Further, the National Board encourages each station to initiate a program for an organized on-air discussion of the settlement agreement, which would include those who are critical of the settlement as well as those who support it. Such a show could be moderated by a neutral third party and could include time for listeners to call in and make comments or ask questions. And finally, listeners should be informed of websites where they can read the settlement agreement. Links to such websites ought to properly be installed at each station site, lab website, and on the Pacifica's organization's website homepage. Now, these links would lead to sites that contain information about Pacifica and the recent controversies, as well as where people think Pacifica should be headed. There should be links to the local lab website as well as to local listener groups. And I think that this is an attempt to have an even-handed opening up discussion, ladies and gentlemen, and I surely hope we can do something along these lines. I think this is a good motion. I think it's fair, and I plead for your support.
I'll second the motion. This is Carol.
Who is that, please?
Carol Spooner.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, questions, comments, whatever.
This is Pete.
Yes.
I think it's good. I think we need to communicate effectively and swiftly. We need to make forward progress. And one of the ways we do that is to open up channels of communication. This will free up an ability for people to openly communicate about some of the very, very important issues that have plagued the network. This will give a community voice, which is within the mission.
Ray LaForest, I strongly support the resolution. The very notion that a gag rule will control discussion on Pacifica is abhorrent. Our strength is made up of informed attitude, and to think that somebody would be removed for discussing the settlement that brought us to here today is incomprehensible. And this is not a reckless action. It provides for speech, discussion of our reality while providing the necessary stopgaps and protection. And I support it.
This is Teresa Allen.
Yes.
I would like to say, in the spirit of Lou Hill's intentions, he was particularly concerned when he talked about broadcasters that became qualified for positions by saying gibberish, but saying it with emotion, different emotions, that Lou Hill would want people to be able to talk on the air with sincerity. And if they're expressing sadness, they're feeling sadness. I think that we need to start the structure to deal with this issue of people, you know, speaking sincerely. And I don't think that this is for promoting dirty laundry. I think this is to start the dialogue to reach some sort of reconciliation. And I'm for it.
Can I, if it's okay, I'd like to call myself for a second, that I would suggest and see if David is open to modifying his proposal this way, that near the end, when you talk about us encouraging stations to initiate a program, you know, for on-air discussion of this, that we would include in that, encourage that the show, that such an on-air show be developed in cooperation with the station local advisory boards, that they be, you know, actively sought out as participants in helping to put together such a show or participate in such a show. So it's a question to David as to whether or not you would modify the proposal to read that way.
Well, frankly, at the risk of sounding liberal, I had hoped actually to say that the National Board orders each station to initiate a program in conjunction with the local advisory board, so I wasn't sure how that would fly. And I would offer that, in fact, because I'm feeling pretty cheesy right now. I would amend it to modify it, to change the second from last paragraph. Instead of saying further the National Board encourages, to say further the National Board orders each station in conjunction with the local advisory board to initiate a program.
Carol, this is Leslie.
Yes.
Yes, I would concur with that. I think we really need to just recognize that we as a board are responsible for what goes out on the air ultimately, and that Pacifica is here for the listeners. I would also add that it would be mandated. I would use, instead of the word ordered, I would use mandated, that the station provide three times a week, 2 hours of continuous time to discuss the issues concerning the settlement so that people have enough time to call in and that the issues can be fully expressed and aired, and that the stations be mandated to put the full settlement agreement on the websites clearly designated so that people who go to each listening area station can see it on the website, do not have to go to other links. This is Pacifica business. It should be open to Pacifica listeners on Pacifica, you know, Pacifica infrastructure. It should not be left to other people to report on Pacifica business. We should operate as if this is our station.
This is Janice Bryant. I certainly agree about the website, what you're saying, Jabari, but there are programs already existing. We can't get into the business of programming for the stations, and that's a lot of time you're talking about. And I respectfully ask that we not do that. That's really unwieldy.